Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
How are you feeling, Brandy?
I guess I'm okay. My leg still bothers me. It's still broken. I go for a CAT scan on Tuesday. I had a bunch of x-rays, and I went to the doctor on Friday. And he said he'd decide what to do after that.
Are you in a wheelchair, or are you walking on crutches?
Well, I'm not doing much, but when I walk on crutches, which I'm not used to. So I kind of stay stationary. I'm downstairs in a lounge chair. And
that's a good night's rest.
Yeah, my friend is here with me, and she's been helping me out.
Okay. Well, at least you didn't need immediate metal bones, so that's a good sign, by the way.
Yeah, I was in a kind of a soft cast. Then they took that off and they put a wrap on it, kind of a black wrap thing with metal things on it. And that was good because I'm not really sure. I'm not aiming for surgery. I'm aiming for it to be healed because surgery won't do good with my lungs.
I understand. So, well, may you have a refuah shlemah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead.
I just have to quit dancing on them tabletops.
No, you can dance on the tabletops. You just have to learn to walk on the ceiling at the same time.
Well, right, and not fall.
Stop using the letter nun and you won't fall.
Okay, no nun. But I have a nun in my name.
Yes, you do. But it's not the first letter.
Thank goodness for that.
So we're going to start calling you Brandy.
Okay, that works.
We're going to begin. I think you're the only one on, but
okay.
We're going to begin.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Yadua Chamin Ha. Sati. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrey Shayan Sitetu Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavachamrim Yom Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamim Gamle Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Et kuf bet tet donayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrekei. Shatech Yud Gimalamed Pei Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufal Sadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Adonai Yoheh Waheh, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Noseyaon Wafesha V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to a verse from the Zohar that has the energy of certainty. It's from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we will say a L'shem Yichud to begin. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bibchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhei bovate b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kununei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kununeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Atar Tameinam Dekudsha Berichu Koma De'aved Leila Wittata Kola Yihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Beleilach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Bedach Yalea Nimea Ulam Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. We will study them both. The first one is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal Vayavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Utlabev Leine Shete Levivot Vievre Biyada. The second verse has concealed it, the name of the year. The verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name of the verse, the name of the year, are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha va'awoni lo hisiti amarti ode ale pashai la donayo he wahe we ata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses. that connect to its energy, and we will study both of them as well. The first one is the year the verses from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai shinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which is translated as sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the year Tashin Ayin Zion, the name of this year, 5777. And the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim badonai yohe wahe Elohechem Tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'ayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayehastum. Limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehasku acheichem ha'levim ad gilot hamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki Biyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of removing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. We will study all three. The first one is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The next is from 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol HaMachadoiyam, Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eilai El Nachon, Wechalakti Yitchem, Wechayayim Yeshno, Varetz Vehipasti, And the third is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel ha'olanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters of the names out loud with their root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Ezayo alada la awa he heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, a wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart that connect to this current year of 5778. Name number 13, which connects to heaven on earth. Name number 14, which connects to farewell to arms. And name number 30, which connects to building bridges. And we learn that the path to bringing heaven down to earth is to give up, walk away, stay far away from arms, which is another way of saying reduce conflicts. And the third name also, building bridges, is about reducing conflicts by building bridges between people who have estranged themselves from each other. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we will say in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me be be shi la yo he a du a ka ya be ta he he yo a du da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey me me, La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se he wa du yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he Ta ako me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, me he shi he me ka ka, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, Hey yo shi a la me, nu hey a nu wa ta, me la hey pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, hey be he, me za re, wa hey be yo a hey, a la wa me za yo, da hey be me ka ko, a la a hey hey wa, re la hey yo yo me, Hey, la, yo, me, hey, me. The name number 30 in this chart is exactly the same letters in the same order in the same location as the same name in the 72 Names of God chart. It's connecting to building bridges. And it emphasizes our need to reduce the space between people by reducing their conflicts and building bridges to bring people closer together. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this 20th day of Tevet. Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, known as the Rambam, a very famous sage. Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzeria, a great sage from a great family, the Abuchatzeria, the most famous of which is in our generation, Rabbi Baba Sali. I believe he was his great uncle. Rabbi Simcha Yisachar Dov of Chechnov. Rabbi Yisrael Erech of Budapest. Rabbi Raphael Eliyahu Eliezer Mishkovsky, Rabbi Elimelech Isaac, and the last word, the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper to ground any excess energy that we may have drawn through all that we have just said. And done. Today's class is a Zohar class. We will, you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right hand column. That link opens up to a list of all of the 54 parashas. Scroll down to the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus. The second link under that is for the parasha of Vayera. And when you open up that link, please open up links 4 and 5. Link 5, or section 5, has we have done in our advanced reincarnation class. I'm not sure we will finish all of it tonight. And if not, feel free to continue reading it. But we will start with section 4. And we're starting with Pasuk 52. Does anybody have any questions before I begin? Lachene mor li ne Yisrael ani Hashem behotzeti etchem Rabbi Yehuda amar. Hai kira ipka udikti v'hotzeti etchem mitachat sa'sivlot mitzrayim. Pekad meita ulvatar v'hitzalti etchem me'avodatam. Uvatar v'galti echem hawa le'al be'mar ve'ikara v'galti echem echem be'godata uvatar v'galti I echem hawaleya lemei mar mei lakara v'galti echem uvatar v'hotzeti echem ela ikara dakola v'kad meita v'va'a Kucha berichu levasra lo bishvacha dekola bekat beita. The translation. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am Hashem, and I will bring you out. Rabbi Yehuda said, this passage is in reverse order, for it is first written, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and then, and I will deliver you out of their bondage, and then, and I will redeem you. Should it not have first said, I will redeem you, and then, and I will bring you out? And he answers, the most important point of all he mentioned first, because the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to herald to them first the best of all, which is the Exodus from Egypt. My commentary. In my opinion, this translation is corrupted. The last sentence in the Aramaic does not have the word Egypt or a word that relates to Exodus. Nevertheless, the pasuk is clear. The important aspect is the redemption. It is important to note for our own life, the Torah verse includes two steps. Release from the burden of Egypt, and then release from bondage. Contemplate this often. Egypt is a code word for limitations. In America, which is considered a modern-day Egypt, what are the burdens? What are the limitations? Pasuk 53. Amar Rabbi Yaseh v'hashivacha tikola v'lakachti yedchem li hayiti lahem lelohim le'amar le'ya levatar el behahu zimna le'it lahu shavacha ela yitziya echashivi tila yifkun me'avdut chod le'almin begin dahawo chalaman taman dekal asirei dahawo benayhu bekashru lon bekishra dekharashe belayachlin lenafka bebenayhu le'almin Ugin kach badech aviv alayhu mikola itpasaru beya. The translation, Rabbi Yossi said, but the best of all is, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you as an Elohim. Yet he told them this afterwards. He said to him that there was nothing better for them than an exodus at that time, because they thought they would never leave their bondage. For they saw that all the prisoners among them were tied with knots of sorcery, and that they would be forever prevented to go free from them. Therefore they were announced first of that which was more dear to them than anything else. My commentary. There is a very large secret in this pasuk. It's an amazing secret, and it's well concealed. It is in the term knots of sorcery. What do you think is the secret concealed in this term? Pasuk 54. Ve'itema a'agit nafku hadilma izlun batrayhu le'ava shalom. Kiti v'chitzalti etchem me'avodatam ve'ite maha yifkun ve'ishte zluvun v'la yehelon perika tal v'galti etchem be'zroa natuya Ve'itema lo yikabelem ha'ketiv lach lakach tayi ve'itema kishyak bilbilem. Lo yivim Laret akiti v'habeti etchem v'gober. If you argue that even though they left Egypt, the Egyptians might follow them to harm them, therefore it is written, and I will deliver you out of their bondage. If you say it is possible that they would go out and be saved, but they would not be redeemed, the Torah says, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. If you say that he would not accept them as his people, it is written, and I will take. And if you say that when he accepts them as a people, He will not bring them to the land of Israel. Of this is written, and I will bring you into the land. Remember, each verse applies to each person in each generation. How does these parts of verses and these promises apply to you today? That's the end of section 4. Does anybody have any questions? I'm surprised you haven't asked me what knots of sorcery mean. Section 5. Was there a question there?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Are you familiar with the story of King Arthur and the Gordian Knot?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Say again, Bernice.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the story?
Could you repeat the story name? My hearing is not too great.
Your phone isn't working clearly either, so I'm having a hard time understanding what you're asking.
Okay. The story's name.
The story of King Arthur and the Gordian Knot.
Oh, King Arthur. Yes.
Okay, what did King Arthur do?
I'm not familiar with the story, but I can't recall the story right now.
The story of the Gordian Knot was that no one could untie the knot. It was a legend. Everyone came to try it because the promise of those who solved the Gordian knot puzzle, how to untie it, would become king. They would become famous. They would have all of the accoutrements of royalty.
Mm-hmm.
King Arthur, everyone would come and try their hand, and no one could untie the knot. But King Arthur took his sword and cut the knot, and it unraveled and untied. The lesson, the secret is that sorcery has a knot. That knot is your consciousness that you believe that you are going to be held by the sorcery. You believe the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to remove any curse? It's all in your consciousness. That is the secret, and it's a big secret.
So is there really no curse? It's just what you believe?
That is correct.
Mm.
No one can curse you. You cannot curse yourself except what you accept.
Mm.
Hashem is in control of the world, but he does not curse people. So if someone is cursing you, God forbid, what that means is that they're doing something outside of Hashem's direction. And it only has power if your consciousness gives it power.
you for that.
You're welcome. So in section 5.
Hello?
We start with, yes?
Can I ask a question?
Of course. I hope you
okay.
will.
Okay. Talking about a curse. So if it doesn't exist, then when Balaam was sent to, when they sent for Balaam to curse Israel, how did that not apply? It only applied if they believed it was going to work?
That's correct.
Okay.
It also applies to the blessing that he changed, that Hashem changed the words to. Most people, when they read Balaam's blessings, they don't seem like blessings. Yet they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Torah tells us they're blessings. The Torah puts in our mind the ability to recognize these blessings. Everything in our world is based on consciousness. That's why we don't use the word believe, although I did use it when I was talking about a curse.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. We either know, meaning we have experienced it, or we don't know. Anytime we say we believe, we are not certain. And to the extent that we are not certain, we are separating ourselves from Hashem. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem is in control of everything. There are no others.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That gives me a whole new feeling. It's not what I was brought up with. Mm-hmm.
Most people are not brought up with it because in earlier generations, and even for some people in our generation, they're not taught Kabbalah. They're not taught certainty.
Yet, I've seen a lot of things, so how do you account for that? How do you account for what you see with your eyes or what you hear with your ears?
Listen very closely, Bernice. Everything you see is limited. It's an illusion created mm-hmm. by your consciousness. Do you see any frequencies of light in the red zone? Above or below the visible spectrum? There's X-rays. Do you see X-rays?
I don't see a red zone. I see green, I see purple, I see blue, I see white. I don't see a red zone.
That's my point. You don't see everything. Everything.
Is the red is illusion or what I'm seeing is illusion?
What you're seeing is illusion.
What I'm seeing is illusion.
Light is real, but we don't see all of the light. We only see the visible spectrum. A certain small portion of light. Light is energy. We don't connect to energy. Our eyes were not designed to connect to all of the energy.
What about amber light? Is that also
light? Create the illusion. And you have to realize, look past the illusion, look through the illusion to see Hashem in his concealment.
No,
you don't believe. You don't believe in the illusions. You look through them. You try and hear past them so that you can be aware of Hashem speaking to you, so that you can be aware of Hashem in his concealment. That's the purpose of the Hebrew letters. They help you achieve that level of consciousness. Hashem is inside of you. Hashem is speaking to you all the time. You don't hear him. You don't see him. He's there. Do you know he's there? Or do you believe he's there? It's a rhetorical question. Each person has to answer these questions for themselves.
Well, is that Hashem talking to you when you, when you're being told, when you're hearing something like go back to this place and find what you lost over here, and you go back and you find it? Is that Hashem, or is that an angel, or is that something else telling you that?
Everything is based on Hashem. If you don't see it, it's the concealment. You have done something. There's a purpose behind it being concealed so that you can look through it. The Kabbalists use the example...
Told to go back to the place where you lost.
Will you let me finish?
Oh, okay.
The Kabbalists teach us, they use as a metaphor what has happened to all of us. We put down a scissors or a safety razor or an electric rinse. We put something down on the table. We know we put it on the table. And then we go to look for it on the table and it's not there.
Oh, yeah.
We can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep looking. We look on the floor. We look on the chairs. We look all around. We go back and forth. We search our memory. Where did I leave it? I know it was on the table. That's where I left it. And you go all through the house looking for it. Sometimes the same hour, sometimes days later. And all of a sudden, it's there where you left it on the table. You were the one who concealed it from yourself. Yes, Hashem concealed it, because Hashem is in control of everything. Is it an angel that comes and conceals your vision? Yes. But who sent the angel?
Hashem?
There's a purpose to everything that happens, whether we understand the purpose or we don't. The purpose still exists. Hashem is in control of everything. And the only way we gain control is when we give up control. Because that means not allowing our ego to veil the truth of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, or what we touch. I have completed, Bernice. If you want to ask that same question again, go ahead.
Well, who do I get the message from that tells me to return to the place where I was, and I will find it there, the item that I lost or misplaced or can't find, directs me to go to this specific place where I was, and I will find it there. And
Who directs you to do anything?
I don't know whether it's a voice or you call it something inside, something that they're telling you to do this when you're looking. And
that's why the Torah says, listen
so
to
what
the
is that? But then you go to that place, you say, okay, I'll go there, and there it is.
Will you listen? This is why the Torah says, listen for the thin, small voice of Hashem.
So that's Hashem's voice? I wasn't sure whose voice.
Your thoughts come from two places.
Okay.
The thin, small voice of Hashem is a thought. But sometimes it's a voice. Sometimes it's words. Sometimes it's letters. Sometimes it's pictures. You always have to test for yourself, is it from the negative side or the positive side?
I've come to say
Hashem is in control.
So who sends the negative side then, Hashem?
He created Satan. He's in the negative side.
So is there any place
devoid of God? Any place devoid of Hashem? Chas v'shalom. No. He is everywhere. He's in every within every atom. Within every molecule, within every cell of your body, Hashem is always there. And He's always speaking to you if you will only listen.
Why is it we hear sometimes and sometimes we don't? I mean, if we hear sometimes, why aren't we hearing all the time?
Look to your actions. Look to the things that separate you from Hashem, which is ultimately your ego. That's what separates you from Hashem. That's what causes you to not hear. That's what causes you to not see.
I don't know what actions I'm supposed to be doing. More time? Would that be a clue?
The time, the location, the rituals, all are related to those clues. That's correct.
Is Hashem telling me He wants me to immerse myself more into this?
He wants you to be in balance. You live in a physical world. You have a family that you care for and need to that have a responsibility towards. And you have a job, whatever that may be, including being retired, and you have the responsibility to study Torah and you have the responsibility to bring light into the world and to make your tikkun. All of that is there. Does he want you to do more than you're doing? Yes, he wants you to grow faster, but you have to grow step by step. And sometimes you grow and sometimes you fall back. You take one step forward, you take two steps back, then you take three steps forward. It's all part of the process. There's a cycle to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more connected to their cycle, to the monthly cycle, but men are also connected to cycles. Everything is part of the creation. History is a veil that Hashem hides behind. Do you remember where you were when we did the Exodus from Egypt? You were there. How come you don't remember it? How come you, when you read the story that we're reading in the book of Shemot, you don't visualize exactly where you were? Because it's the veil that you have to work at, searching to see, to hear, to know Hashem. This is the tikkun of everyone. And every tikkun is part of that one large tikkun. Pierce the veil of wherever Hashem is hiding. Look to find Hashem in everything. You're doing a mundane task like washing your face. You've done it every day of your life. And every day it's different. Every day it's new. But it's the same thing you've done over and over again. In that mundane task, Hashem is concealed.
So what can I get to encourage him to show himself?
He won't show himself. You have to find him. That's your work.
How can I find him?
By studying Torah. Mm-hmm. By being in balance. By maintaining your life in a balanced way. By not hurting others. By taking care of others in a balanced way. Are you supposed to give away all of your money? No, because then somebody would have to give you money. Everything is about balance, because Hashem is in balance. Sometimes he's in the left column, sometimes he's in the right column, sometimes he's in the central column. And all of those different changes are not in Hashem, because he's in all three columns at the same time, the same moment. We see him as different. We see him as angry, happy, joyful, sad, because that's where we have become. We are projecting where we are onto him. He doesn't change, we do. So change. Bring yourself back to balance. Yes, it sounds esoteric. Yes, it sounds complicated. Yes, it is not a simple task. But always remember, if it was a simple, easy task, Hashem would have someone else do that part of the task. It's meant to be difficult. Because when it's difficult, you achieve something, you earn something, you remove bread of shame. which is something you have to earn. He put you into the garden. Where is the garden? The garden is the physical world. The garden is your house. The garden is your husband and your children and your grandchildren. Work the garden. Maintain yourself in balance as you share. Maintain yourself in balance as you scream at your husband. Does it sound like it's difficult? Yes, it is. It's not a simple panacea. Do this and everything is wonderful. You have to find balance. Find balance in the pain that you feel. Find balance in the upsets that you experience. Find balance in the joy that you experience. And what is balance? It's the central column. And what is the central column? It's the right column and the left column in unity. But that means that the right column is slightly enwrapping the left column. Just like your left hand fits into your right hand. But your right hand doesn't fit into your left hand. Some people think it does. It's balance. Now, we've been listening to somebody hammering in the background. Have I said anything about it? No. Does it bother you to hear it? More than likely. It's called balance.
That's called balance, hearing the hammering in the background.
Absolutely. Hashem is okay. In control. Oh, somebody didn't mute their phone, so they hear the background. Is it wrong for them? Were they thinking about other people and who it would disturb? It's not the point, is it? Each person has to find their own balance.
That's a toughie. Find a finer balance. Sometimes you got it and sometimes you don't. I'm trying to hold on to it at all times.
Your phone is not speaking clearly right now. Are there any other questions? Because we are out of time.
We can discuss all day and all night. There's so many things to discuss. Oh.
That is true. That's why we have all time with it. Most people's attention won't go past a certain length of time. So we try and keep people's attention. Because when you're not paying attention, you don't learn. This is part of the tool of balance. Any other questions? Tomorrow's classes. At 10:30, we will be having a class on the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, a class on advanced reincarnation. Both times are West Coast times. Please make the adjustment for your time zone. Monday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will continue our study of the Psalms.
What are we doing at 7 o'clock?
What did you say, Bernice?
I said, what are we doing at 7 o'clock? That's not the, what do we got up for before 7 o'clock? Is this something different at 7 o'clock? That's
yes,
kind of hard for me to go to bed at 3, 4, or 5 o'clock.
I guess you want to keep talking because you can't hear me when your mouth is open. You asked a question, I want to answer the question. During the period of Shovavim, and I know you've had issues in your life that you weren't on these classes, during the period of Shovavim, which started last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
on the weekdays, Monday to Friday at 7 a.m., we are doing a class on Psalms.
Psalms, did you say?
I said Psalms, Tehillim, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are recordings on the website, which if you listen to one of the classes, you'll find where they are. They're on the recordings link, which is on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. They're on the Unique Astrological Times classes. You will find the recordings of the Psalms that we have already completed. We started with Psalm 1. We're just continuing until it's complete. So I wish you well. I hope everyone has a Shavua Tov, a wonderful week. And I wish shalom to each and every one. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.